Dwight Yoakam. Don't mind if we do. Did the Chiefs ever get that wide receiver today?
I believe so, because there's a video circulating online of the player and his family singing 22 by Taylor Swift.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yep.
From the Titans, and the Chiefs were apparently trading for a conditional fourth-round pick.
Let's go!
Man, I'm looking at two guys who are staring at me like a dog that doesn't understand the command.
We're just having a conversation.
Yeah, we were having a separate conversation, and I was politely asking Dan, or trying to get Dan to quit talking so I could chime in on the
DeAndre Hopkins thing. Dan, I'm sorry. Are we interrupting
your private show?
Private conversation over there?
We're talking
during
about
our
philosophical discussion.
Little radio show.
About the news
you know
media.
What, you know what we're going to do for you? We're going to call a timeout on us. Okay. So we can hear what the philosophical conversation was about
the
over there.
The floor is yours, my friend.
It would violate the main cardinal rule of the program.
Then I don't care and I don't want to hear it.
So let's not. We were having a discussion about things that we don't discuss
Good.
On this here fine radio program.
Then you can
program.
Keep that right
but
on
that
there in between the two
of
y'all.
We do discuss in the news
yes.
and on the news side of things. So
you're talking about politics.
We were.
No, I mean, it was beyond politics, but yes.
Okay. All right. You know that that's not
politics
allowed.
Politics and foundation.
Yes. Exactly.
Anyway, DeAndre Hopkins coming to the Chiefs.
Yes!
Yeah,
woo-hoo!
The Chiefs!
We are bringing all of the old guys back who can still perform.
Who are you voting for?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Kelsey?
Guns? I mean, I don't know. I don't have time.
I told you we weren't going to have the conversation on the air. That's why we're having it off the air.
Important things to talk
and
about.
And it was so important.
But not here.
Clearly. There is a story in the stack about... voter anxiety this year.
I thought that was a good topic to discuss that we could do without injecting politics.
And how would one do that, talking about voter anxiety without talking about
because I think depending
the act
on
of voting.
Whichever side that you're on,
what
we
is
all
the act
hate
called?
It.
Voting.
Voting. Voting.
We all hate it and we're all ready for it to be over. I think that's a collective agreement.
I don't disagree with you on that.
If I get one... more.
Oh, mailer?
Text.
Exhibit A.
They have now violated the sanctity of my private space. It's one thing to open the mailbox and put those mailers directly into the trash, which is what I do.
Yes.
It's another thing when you are buzzing my phone and it, oh, have you noticed now it starts like, so sorry to bother you in the middle of your day. And so for one split second, you think, well, who's bothering me? And then I've clicked on it and I go, bah, I fell for it again.
Okay, so I'm actually going to show you. You know, the Postal Service will show you what you have coming in the mail.
Yes, I have that.
Oh, yeah, so do I. So this morning, I log into it and I have a Discover. They're offering me 0% APR, whatever.
Uh-huh.
That's going to get shredded. And then the previous owner of the house, and no, I'm not making a joke about she who shall not be named, literally the lady who lived in the house before I moved in, not the one who moved in and then moved right out.
Okay, it's really hammering that one home.
It's for her, same thing from Discover. And then T's got something from, I don't know where that's from, and then here they come. Look.
Yep.
There's one flyer. This is in the mail today. One flyer. Two flyers.
Yep.
Three flyers.
Scott, I have a mailbox.
Four flyers.
Yeah.
You don't even have to go to the mailbox.
You don't need
now.
To pile onto my already triggered Dana. I mean,
you know, if you never take the mail, which is what I did for like four solid years, they just stop sending you mail because the mail carrier is like, he's never going to take it. There's no point in putting it in here.
Just treat it like your email box.
I do.
Never read or open any of it.
I actually do that. You know that.
Yeah, but what if something comes in the mail, like something from the IRS or your new checks, Dan?
Well, I pay my taxes and I don't write checks, so.
Paying your taxes doesn't mean you don't get audited.
Oh, I love it.
Says here, if the upcoming presidential election is stressing you out, you are not alone. More than 69% of American adults feel the same way, according to a new survey.
The other 31% are lying.
Mm-hmm. Or just not aware that we're having an election.
What?
I mean.
That's called Arkansas.
Did you say president?
Right? Really, guys, what's with the southern accents?
You said that's called Arkansas.
Compared with the previous two U.S. presidential elections, stress levels in this survey were similar to the one in 2020, but significantly higher than they were in 2016.
I think what we're seeing, what we're feeling, all of us, no matter what stripe we are, there's just more now. All the screens, all the texts,
yep,
all the TV, all the everything, all the flyers.
See, but I watch a ton of that stuff, and I'm not stressed out.
Well, you're different.
I still don't understand how you go home or wake up in the morning and turn it on. I can't do it anymore.
I keep it on at night.
We consume enough information as it is. And I've gotten so much better about it. I've gotten so much better about it even the last year. But there comes a point where the information overload is unhealthy for us, all of us as Americans mentally.
But for me, it's like a sport.
Well, one of the problems is that it's constant. It's not like, okay, 100 days until an election, go. Mm-hmm. Fine, go.
When was the last time?
This is continuous, and yes, it just builds and builds and builds no matter when an election happens, the day after, before it starts again.
I want to be clear. We're talking about both sides here.
We're not.
I'm just talking about America and the media and elections.
No, you're right. Now, what were you going to say?
When was the last time you turned on CNN and actually saw news? Because I don't remember. Well, let me back up. That was not hurricane natural disaster related, which, by the way, we've had like six states. Cities in those states are wiped off the map. Mm-hmm. And that news went away, what, 3 days? The water had not even receded. And they stopped covering a massive natural disaster that has affected millions of people.
I'm not just going to talk about CNN. I'll say MSNBC and Fox, too. There are other stories that, because I consume an inordinate amount of news in the morning before I leave for work. And I even sleep with one of the three channels on every night. They do other stories, but I would make the argument, if you're talking about politics and hurricane-related coverage over the last 3 weeks, that would be roughly 85% to 90% of their coverage.
And it's also just absolutely everywhere, and for whatever reason, people cannot resist talking about it.
I disagree. We resist it very well every single day.
Well, we make a point to, but I had a bunch of friends over to watch the Chiefs game, and I walked out on the deck, and they were having a conversation about politics. And I'm like, guys, there's football on inside.
But now again, this is the season. We are close to an election, so that stands to reason that people would have discussions about.
No, I even went so far, Dan, because you're not going to change anyone's mind. We went out to one of my favorite little spots, Silo, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, love Silo.
Oh my God, I love Silo. And I walked in.
The manager's a big fan.
And I sat down, and you know, they have those like family seating areas in the bar, like mm-hmm. the long, what do you call that, live wood edge seating. And I was there first, so I sat down at the corner, ordered a drink, went. And the woman next to me was sitting across the street from away from the gentleman. And the second I sat down, you could hear they were talking about the election. And I literally said to the bartender, nope. Get me out of here. I need a new place to sit. And I'm sure that they were having a lovely discussion. It didn't appear to be heated. I don't even want to be around other people discussing it.
I'm just fatigued by it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of fatigue, even on our side of things, because it's just constant.
If you're going out to eat, have a drink, like why? There are so many other things you could talk about right mm-hmm. now.
When we were at dinner last night, politics never came up once. Not once.
It shouldn't over dinner.
Of course it shouldn't. I agree.
Can you pass the salt?
Well, let me talk to you about tax.
Let's talk about the tax code.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Sam, Dana, Scott, Dan, here on KMBZ.